matimba. All power. Thank you very much for the opportunity granted to us. The Matigizela family and the Mandela family. Miss Krasha Michelle and children, friends and relatives of Mamwini Matigizela Mandela, and all fellow mourners, the mother of the nation is gone. When she passed on, we heard the skies weeping as if to mirror the emotions felt by the nation and the world. Though gone from our human eye, the black fortress of human dignity cannot be erased from the grieving hearts of Africa. Because of you, where the tender heart of poets and sweet melody of musicians, in 1,000 years, our children will return here and say, "We love you without reservation, Mama Winnie Madikizela Mandela." Nomzamo wethu, nomzamo wabantu, you are the ancient gift of our ancestors, an undying promise of our children. The raised fists of power and the battle cry of Amandla has returned quietly to your chest. Now the palm of your hand must shield your delicate heart that has ceased to beat. In letting you to go, we surrender to the call of the universe that it is time our ancestors wipe the tears etched in your soul, which in life you refuse to shed. Nomzamo wethu, only newborn babies will open our eyes to the true wonder and fortune of our generation. They will say, "Blessed are we who in our lifetime had an opportunity to live with you." Unborn babies will envy us for our blessing to have seen you, to have touched you, and felt the love of Nomzamo Wesizwe. Born not out of our bones, flesh out of our flesh, spirit out of our ancestors, you strode like a gentle titan, allowing us to state that the children of Africa are also sons and daughters of the Almighty God. In life, you reminded our daughters and mothers that it is them who are powerful beyond measure. You taught young women across the nation that they are just capable, if not more capable, of standing shoulder to shoulder with men, being totally unapologetic about it. Till death, you knew who your enemy was. Racial domination, class exploitation, and gender oppression. Bogoto, Malibongwe igama lamakhosikazi. proud descendants of Ngutshana and Msuthu, you fought a good fight, leading the despised masses from the front. You grinded and crushed the tyranny of Russian oppression. Despite their cruelty, humiliation, and torture, you returned with no broken back to our kings, Pondo and Faku. Your courage in the face of death, your courage in the face of imprisonment and banishment, open our eyes and inspired generations of freedom fighters. You are an embodiment of our struggle. You are a torchbearer of our liberation. Women could say that they are worthy of descendants of the brave Queen Zinga, who went to war with the Portuguese to put an end to the enslaved of the children of Africa and the plunder of her resources. Beyond the shores, when you meet your sister, Maya Angelou, she will honor and crown you. She will attest that in life and death, Mama Winnie Madikizela Mandela is the dream and hope of the slave. She will say, in life and death, you are the black ocean connecting us to the everlasting strength of Africans in the continent. In life and death, you remain unbreakable, not tying us to the bravery and heroism of the Jamaican warrior Queen Nani and Harriet Tubman, who took it as their honor to go to war, to go to battle, to free the slaves. In your warm eyes, Mama Winnie, and in your giggles, in your laughs, we will always encounter the revolutionary love and peace of Agostinho Neto, of Samora Machel, of Nkhuputse Tiro, and of Solomon Mahlangu. In you, we have learned to forgive because of your abounding love and respect of Helen Joseph, of Bram Fischer, of Lillian Ngoyi, of Fatima Meir, and Sophie Dupree. Yours was a revolution of love seeking to usher a more humane world for all the children of our land, black and white, to usher a new dawn in human relations. You struck terror right at the heart of racial discrimination and injustice. At the end, you have set the bar high and left a legacy that will live on well into ages. You are very brave, very tenacious, unrelenting, bold, gracious, loving, and kind. In your undiminished love for Madiba, in your uncompromising love for Zenani and Zinzi, we find the grace and we find peace. To stay on course, now that you are gone, we must sing in unison with Thandiswa Mazwai. We must rise in humility and wisdom to assert that the ghetto is our first love. We must sing from dawn till sunset that Madikizela Mandela uyiqhawe lamaqhawe asoze sakulibala noma nini. You merit the struggle and gave everything to it, but you never asked for anything in return from anyone. Because of that, we are enjoying our fundamental rights to choose who our leaders should be. We are enjoying the access to basic services like clean water, electricity, and a decent shelter over our heads. It takes someone special to sacrifice their lives the way you have done. Despite your contribution to the struggle that was often met with contempt, we salute you. You remained unrelenting even until the last years of your life. At the wise old age of 80, you were still fighting for those voices that had ceased with the passing of time. Away from the gaze of the journalists, away from the gaze of the media, you're working quietly with your family, with your people in Bizana, to raise funds to help the family of a 5-year-old Lumka who fell in a pit toilet and lost her life. Mama Winnie was a soldier of God, a devoted member of Umanyano. You can see the mothers who are wearing their uniform here. She was part of them. She wore her church blouse with pride at the Methodist Church in Meadowlands. Long after dawn of freedom, she was always ready to lend a hand to help bury relatives of her congregants. A fellow church member, Umama Uvivi Hlatshwayo, said of her recently, I open quote, Mama Vivi said she did not hold back from giving. She sacrificed herself for all of us, the nation and the church. She put others ahead of herself. It will always be written in the stars that when the shining princess of the Madikizelas enter the gates of heaven, she will hear the angels belting her favorite hymn, Zulu Yemfihlakalo, to welcome her. She is our soldier of peace. She will sing with the angels. So the angels will rejoice again that in life she remained an epitome of black excellence. She remained our pride and dignity. The angels will rejoice because her community never had to bend down on their knees to beg for help from her. They did not have to explain to her why, long after our freedom, they could not afford the cost of burying their loved ones or putting food on the table. She was a friend of the workers of our land. She would never dare humiliate the poor or treat them with contempt when they sought help from her. The most vulnerable amongst us could always trust her with their pain and suffering. They knew that only in her heart will they compose headlines about her kindness. We want to thank all her neighbors in Soweto that upon hearing that Mama was no more, they decided to suspend everything in their daily lives in Vilakazi Street to mourn the passing away of our mother. Mama Winnie must have been proud to see you as neighbors observe your rituals, your traditions of our people, because in all her fame and glory, she remained an innocent village girl from Embongweni who hunted and challenged boys in stick fighting. Till the end of time, her heartbeat remained the hope and rhythm of Bizana, the hope of Soweto, the hope of Brantford, the hope of New Brighton, the hope of Kukuletu, and the hope of Diepsloot. Mama Winnie's home has a clear view of Orlando Stadium, where we are today, gathered to celebrate her life. This is a home which her heart and her arms was a refuge and a place of safety and comfort for those who sought protection against apartheid states, and a place of counsel for those who wish to continue and contribute in our struggle. Her home will remain a monument to an extraordinary life of sacrifice and resilience. It is a home which is a symbol of global victory against apartheid, which the United Nations declared a crime against humanity. In Brantford, where Mama Winnie was banished by the apartheid state, the home imposed on her also emerged as a site where human spirit has triumphed. Around our country, numerous informal settlements bear the name of Mama Winnie Madikizela Mandela, not in vain, but because of the struggles she joined and led in all the corners of our country. With the adoption of her name, they expressed their hope that in informal settlements will one day be transformed to better living conditions. Her concern for the well-being of others made her a formidable champion of human rights. Her unselfish activism epitomizes two values of a servant leadership which all of us must emulate as we go about performing our leadership responsibilities. As a recipient of the Order of Lituli, her excellent contribution to our liberation struggle, Mama Winnie joins the gallery of brave South Africans whose fight for freedom caused them to perform feats that achieved great outcomes. Mama Winnie became a face and an icon of the struggle faced by black women all over the world. Her activism cuts across the distinction of gender, the distinction of race and class. She was committed to the attainment of all human rights for all our people. Her only preoccupation was to serve humanity in its totality. In the past few days, Mama Winnie's sense of universalism was echoed by millions across the world, and the visits to her home by various leaders and people from different political persuasions is testimony to her status as a global freedom fighter. Once more, we want to thank all our political parties in South Africa for the love they've shown to the mother of the nation. They've demonstrated that when time comes, they can move, rise beyond party politics. Umama Winnie triumphed and led a life of reconciliation and the reconstruction and renewal of our country. Our constitutional wisdom and vision of a non-racial, non-sexist, united and a prosperous South Africa drew inspiration from the values and vision she stood for. She was one of those indestructible rocks that the apartheid struck when it sought to denigrate and abuse and oppress women in our society. As a young and recently qualified social worker, Winnie was a shining example of the confluence of professional and political commitment. 60 years after Mama Winnie Mandela qualified as a social worker, the need for more social workers of her caliber who will place the betterment of our society ahead of their personal well-being remains a great necessity. As a militant revolutionary, her objective was always to transform the society she served rather than responding only to individual instances of disadvantage and underdevelopment. Family and friends, there are important lessons that we can learn from Mama Winnie. She's leaving behind a political home, the African National Congress, and all progressive forces of the democratic mass movement. His political home, the ANC, has got a lot to learn from this gallant fighter. She valued collective leadership. She stood for the truth as it relates to the betterment of the lives of our people. She fought against factionalism. She fought against personality cults. She was always more about we than I. Even when she was no longer in government, she understood the challenges facing the ANC and government. She always sought to find solutions to unite all our people and their organization. She could easily do so because Mama Winnie was not known to speak behind her comrades. If she did not agree with you, she never hesitated to correct you there and there. Many leaders in the ANC have stories of how Mama Winnie warmly embraced them and kissed them in public while she would admonish them in private. She spoke less of my children, Nzinzi and Zenani, but she spoke more of our children. And the enemy perfectly understood what she meant when she said, my people. She was a unifier of a visionary note. The lasting moment we'll ever build for Mama is for all South Africans to unite behind the vision of a united, non-racial, non-sexist, just and a prosperous country. We can do all this by relentlessly tackling poverty, reducing inequality, and selflessly serving the poor. We will be best living the values that she stood for. Fellow South Africans and all our friends around the globe, once more, we want to extend our heartfelt condolences to the Madikizela family and the Mandela family on your irreplaceable loss. May you be consoled in the knowledge that across the length and breadth of our country and the world, young people are opening their eyes and proclaiming that Mama Winnie Madikizela Mandela did not die, but she has multiplied. She was a beacon of hope, a beacon of peace, a rare breed to have lived amongst us. Her principles and courage will forever live amongst us and will be a reference point for generations and generations to come. As I conclude, allow me to read an excerpt from Alice Walker's poem, which she dedicated it to the mother of the nation in the 80s. It reads as follows, I open quote, Winnie Mandela, we love your vigilance. We love your impatience with killers and charlatans. We love your hatred of the deaths of our people. We love your hatred of despair. Winnie Mandela, our sister, we love you. Yours is a contemporary face of the mother of the human race. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Thank you.